Welcome back on Regional Radio. We're joined by another Regional Radio Dream Teamer, and we now highlight the Festus Tigers. Their volleyball star, Bria Garman, a junior outside hitter for the Festus Tigers this year, and another very impressive season from her. She's been all-district and all-conference each of the last 3 years, all 3 years that she's been on the varsity squad, and also conference MVP the last couple of seasons, and a Dream Teamer this year. Bria, what's really been the key to improving each and every year and kind of keeping things going on the volleyball court?
I think this year, like, we had our big success because, like, our team, like, we all got along a lot this year, and I think just, like, building friendships and stuff on the court and off the court had a really big impact on this season.
And, of course, your team was able to showcase that and get a district championship this year. What was the ride like for you with the team making it to that district title and eventually winning it?
It was really hard because we had, like, a lot of injuries. Like, we had concussions. Like, our other outside hitter had something wrong with her arm. So, I mean, we had to get them all back and playing well. So we got them back before district, so they had a big impact on it, just getting everyone healthy and ready to play again.
For you personally, what's been the biggest thing that you've improved on this year in your game, in your junior season, really leading this volleyball team?
Just going hard all the time, like improving the back row and doing everything I can to get as many hits and just like bringing the team together and trying to be a leader for everyone.
Yeah, and it certainly showed in the stats this year, over 430 kills. And for your career, you've already hit 1,000 kills, and you've still got one more season left to play at Festus. What's it been like keying the offense? Have you tried to improve anything there? And what do you think really helped you out offensively this year?
Our setter, Kate Todd, we try to run some faster stuff with our outsides, and her, like, she really – like did a good job on getting the sets lower and faster so we could have a faster offense.
That's good. Bria Garman joining us on Regional Radio. And Bria, you also play basketball and you're focusing on that in the winter now, but what's been the best part about playing volleyball with this group for the last 3 years?
Just the friendship we build and having to know that we got to play with each other, so all our seniors leaving, it's been like awesome, and we all loved our seniors.
That's very cool. Now, you do have one more season left, as we mentioned earlier, at the high school level, and then you'll be moving on. You're looking to play college volleyball, but you told me earlier that it won't be indoors, it'll be outdoors, and you're thinking of playing beach volleyball. What led you to wanting to do that?
Well, I started like 2 years ago, and there's this new place in St. Louis that started doing it, and I started practicing there, and it's just ever since playing it, it's been so much fun, and I kind of like it better than indoor now, just having like two people on the court.
So as you transitioned to it, what was the biggest part about it? I know the terrain's different. Is that really just the thing that you have to adjust for?
Yes, it's a whole different game. Like just going from the court to the sand, you have to be in so much better shape and be able to jump even higher.
Yeah, I'm sure that's definitely the case. So you're looking to do that in college, and now is there anybody that you want to thank for helping you get to this point?
Coach Bealey, she's my biggest supporter, and I couldn't have done it without her.
Yeah, for sure. Bria Garman joining us on Regional Radio today, making the Volleyball Dream Team. Bria, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And that's Bria Garman of the Festus Tigers joining us today on Regional Radio.